Jack Coach Fox said today that he's already seen some progression in your delivery. How do you feel like you've tweaked what you're doing out there?
Well, you know, I'll know more once I watch the film, you know, this afternoon. I haven't got a chance to see it yet, but, you know, if Coach Fox is happy, that's a good sign. But, you know, obviously, you know, I got to go out there and keep improving. And, you know, that was something that we worked very hard on. When I say we, you know, Coach Mazzoni and myself, the past couple months to improve my delivery, improve my footwork. And for Coach to notice it today, that's a good sign.
What's it like day one, kind of getting out there, doing practice? You're in the NFL now. That kind of hit you?
It was fun, to be honest. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, when you first get that playbook, you know, you're seeing all these different formations and pass concepts and runs and protections. And to finally get out there on the field and, you know, kind of put it all together, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job on offense. And like I said, I had a lot of fun out there today.
Overwhelming though?
Not really. You know, it's just a bunch of, you know, rookies and a few guys from last year. I'm sure if, you know, the full team was here and all the veterans, you know, it could potentially be a little overwhelming, but, you know, not at all. You know, I was very comfortable today. You know, I think the offense did some good things, and, you know, the entire team was flying around, and I think we had a good practice.
What you said about having other guys out there, is it kind of nice that you're sharing? You guys are all in the same boat together. You're not
yeah.
by yourself.
No, it's awesome. You know, you think your head might be spinning, and then you look to the receiver next to you, and his head's probably spinning even faster. So, you know, we're all on one ship. You know, we're going down this this river together, and it's been a lot of fun, and I'm anxious to get back out there this afternoon.
How's it feel to have Jarrell here with you as well, wide receiver for
Manchester? It's nice, you know, because I know what to expect from him, and he knows what to expect from me as well. You know, we are running a different offense, but at the same time, you know, I can read his body language. You know, he knows how the ball comes out with me. And then to have Omar on the other side of the ball, you know, I got him one time today, but then he came back and knocked down a pass on me. So, you know, we all know each other, and, you know, we're just having a good time.
Can you feel the altitude? Is it affecting you?
You know, the first drills I did, you know, I think I could feel the altitude a little bit. Normally I don't breathe that heavily after just doing a couple bag drills. But, you know, that's what everybody says. You know, you'll get used to it in time, and that's why we're up here. You know, get used to the altitude, get used to the playbook, and, yeah, just get used to everything.
What's the last couple weeks been since the draft like for
you? Oh, wow. Well, it's been nice. It's been nice knowing where you're finally going. You know, you're sitting on pins and needles for 3 months. You know, I might be in Buffalo, I might be in Miami, I might be in Denver. You have no idea. And to finally know that I was a Denver Bronco, it was a good feeling. And basically I just spent, you know, the past week and a half or 2 weeks or whatever it was, just training the athletes' performance in Phoenix. And, you know, Jarrell was right there so we could throw routes every day. And it was just like I said, it was a very calming feeling to know where you're going, know what to expect, know when practice starts, and just train and get ready for it.
Can you boil down for us the tweaks in your throwing motion that Mazzoni's working on? Is it just a compact elbow tight type of thing? What's kind of the hallmark of it?
Oh, wow. Well, I would say the main thing would be getting my elbow raised up. You know, a lot of times in college I would my elbow would drop below my shoulder, if you will. And when you do that, you lose velocity, you lose accuracy, you're less consistent with your throws. So we basically made a, you know, a huge point to bring that elbow up to a more traditional throwing motion and, you know, get it above my shoulder. And, you know, Coach did a tremendous job. And now the biggest thing is to transition, you know, those training sessions out here to the practice field.
How much more quickly do you feel like you're throwing? It seemed like you were almost flicking the ball at times. You're so fast.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell because, you know, this is my first practice with this new throwing motion. I felt very comfortable with it. I felt more consistent with my accuracy. You know, where I was trying to put the ball, for the most part, the ball ended up there. So I was very happy with it, and now I just got to keep building upon that.
Were there times that you reverted kind of to the old way that you're used to, the muscle memory, and you had to tell yourself, okay?
I'm sure there was. You know, I heard Coach Gase a couple times, you know, chirping behind me about, you know, don't do that, don't do this, make sure you're doing that. So I'm sure there was. But like I said, I haven't seen the film yet, and I'll be able to give you guys a better answer in a couple hours.
Is it kind of a work in progress that you'll be something you'll be attuned to for months and that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. You know, as a quarterback, you can always get better. You can always improve upon what you do, your skill set. So yeah, of course I'll be working on it the next 2 to 3 months a lot, but probably the next 2 to 3 years as well.
What words of wisdom did Adam Weber give you about the organization, the building, the facility, anything?
You know, Adam's been great so far. You know, he just told me take it one day at a time, take a deep breath. It's going to be fast at first, but you know, it's no different than any other level that you've played at. You just got to adjust to it. And like I said, he's taught me a lot. He's helped break down the playbook a little bit for me, and he's been a huge help for me, so I thank him for that.
What is the significance of jersey number 6?
There's absolutely no significance. Basically, I was told I couldn't have 17, and so I just kind of drew something out of a hat, basically. Minus the hat, I just kind of picked a number. And basically, I was like, you know, I've never been a single-digit number before. Might as well try it. Let's go with 6. So I'm going to talk to Andre, you know, see if I can slip that 17 from him somehow. But if I can't, you know, I'll see how this number 6 thing goes.
You realize the history of number 6 here, right?
Well, I know Jay Cutler had it, but that's all I'm saying. And actually, you know, I didn't realize that until after I picked it. But whatever, it's a number, and you know, hopefully, I'll do some good things with it.
So I assume a lot of your college buddies are athletes. The guys and gals that are still in school, what are they up to right now? When you're here, what are they doing? Are they finishing a final?
School's out, actually.
Oh, they're done.
Yeah, graduation was last weekend. Two of my roommates graduated, so, you know, we celebrated that, and, you know, everybody's out for summer right now.
How's your locker?
It's comfy. I don't know. It's in a good spot. I like it. You know, I'm close to Peyton, right next to Brandon Stokely, so I think that'll be good. I'll be able to pick his brain a little bit. But once again, you know, locker's a locker. The one thing I am very excited about in the locker room, I'm stationed pretty close to the specialists, and I love specialists. I think they're the greatest people on a football team, and I already see that they got the putters set up and the golf balls, so that should be a lot of fun.
As a quarterback, has the feeling settled in yet that John Elway, Hall of Famer, wanted you as a Broncos quarterback? Has that feeling? Does it seem real?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it is real. I'm here right now. But I don't know. You know, I just look at, you know, where I'm at right now is obviously, you know, a tremendous opportunity. And I thank everybody in the Broncos organization for bringing me here. But really, when I step back and, you know, I take that day-by-day approach, I'm just looking at it as I'm playing football. You know, it's something I've done since first grade. At first grade, you know, you showed up for flag football practice, you did your drills, you played football. Same thing freshman year in high school, same thing junior year at Arizona State. So, but in saying that, you know, I do understand who selected me. I treat that as a huge honor. And, you know, like I told you guys when I first came here, I could not be any more happy to be a Denver Bronco.
Who was the pro football team kids in Montana rooted for? Who was the hometown team?
You know, split a little bit. It's definitely primarily a Denver Broncos state, without a doubt, which that's very cool. I remember growing up, you know, and you'd be driving around town or something on a Sunday and you flip on the AM station. The only game you could pick up is a Broncos game. So that's really, really cool. And then you kind of got some Seahawks fans and you got a few Vikings fans. But like I said, it's primarily it's a Denver state.
Who are you?
You know, I really didn't have a favorite team growing up. My dad and my brother, we're huge Dolphin fans, so, you know, just to be the annoying little brother, I'd root, you know, against the Dolphins every weekend, so I had a bunch of different teams.